Meditation under bright moonlight. Migratory birds are enjoying their overnight rest. What is concentration? Mother monkey holding herself, holding her body steady. It's a peeling banana for her children. Farmer, there is no distinction among these three. What is no self, no others. Perplexed, the village woman reacts, asking, "What is it? I've never heard of it." See, this is part of my meditation formula. Meditation is concentration, concentration is oneness. Oneness is no self, no others. I thought this oneness often, because of my poor pronunciation, people don't get it right away, oneness. and so this must be a pretty strange word to use. But then I saw a mail saying, oneness Buddhist center. it's located in California. What other state can you expect? there was this monk who was working very hard on this paddle. Buddha said, all beings have a Buddha nature. So surely, dog should have a Buddha nature. So just in case, he visited Master Jojo and asked him, does a dog a Buddha nature? But they do things like that, they go around and check out all the fuss, And Jojo said, move! So that's strange. All beings must have Buddha nature. Why would he say, move? So, so they became his father. So he worked on it. Why did he say no? Why? And so he worked on it a couple of years. And then one day he was in the kitchen, three months kitchen in summertime, and 3 months kitchen in wintertime. Rain retreat and snow retreat. So at dusk, he was deeply into his paddle, and all of a sudden, he saw these ferocious dogs, three of them approaching him. And then he got scared. Then a little later, they disappeared. And then again, he was very deeply interested in Suharu. That this time, it's much more ferocious, you know. Dogs are approaching. So he got really scared, and he got up and ran out. And then, you know, and then about 25 other monks, they didn't know, you know, like this is oneness, they're all as one. So this, there must be something happened. So everybody was following. So it is said, he got so scared, so he ran and ran and fought 2 kilometers. 2 kilometers is what? 2 miles?
No, a little over 1 mile.
Over 1 mile. So then he looked back, then, you know, I mean, the dogs are gone and all these monks were following. He said, she felt a little awkward, why are you following me? Well, you ran out, so I thought that there's something happened, that's all, we are following you. So, so then the monks got upset this time, you know. This guy for good for nothing, you know. We have been following him. So I think, the head monk Ipsum went to the master and told him. So master called him, what happened? So this monk, a little sheepishly, so he explained what happened. Okay, don't worry about it. If you see them again, before they come close to you, you go after them first! Go get them! Yes. So and then so he came back and they all started sitting. And sure indeed that they all started coming. As soon as he saw them coming, then he with such a force he is through himself, through the air, to get them, jump them, get them. And then he landed in a laundry tub outside of the meditation hall, you know. You know, you have he had such a force. Boom! So then he realized he landed into a laundry tub, you know. And then when he got up, he shouted, "This old fuck, Jojo has been deceiving me all these years. If I ever see him, I'll stretch him very hard and give him 108 blows so that he would never give us any more trouble." Now, we have this sincere and earnest, true, sincere, earnest for 3 years. And then thorough and complete for 3 years. Then, after that, you can attain no mind. That is, your body mind can harmonize with any situation under any circumstances. Practice of the no mind was deployed. So. Now you heard so much about the true, being sincere and being honest.
You heard so much about what?
Being true, sincere and honest. And then, it's called a throw. Everything, you know, like I was talking to, what's your name?
Sudo.
Sudo.
I was telling Sudo because the wooden mallet, the striker, bell striker, he left it visible instead of putting underneath invisible. So that's also Zen practice, Zen life. The way you greet people and everything, the way you ring the bell, the way you play jukebe, everything, because it's you have to be thorough and complete. If it is incomplete, it's like a leaving trace behind. You can see that. That's not good. So, so it's like a mill, you really pay attention to the detail. And now, it should be about time for you to enjoy what we call effortless effort, like cruise control, which is the practice goes. The practice goes without you. That would be nice, eh? Or, you know, free from pain and free from all the hassle. So absolutely, it's just a practice course. And then you can really enjoy it, sitting and standing. What do you think? different practice has different quality, as you know. So, as you know, it's sometimes, if I speak in general terms, as if it applies to every practice, it's not true. For instance, like some of you doing, reciting Sagamuni, that's very peaceful, very calming practice. But the underlying quality is always a deep humility. And every teacher or aspiring teacher should know that. Okay. So I'm a little bit wearing out. So this is your last evening of the practice. So do your best, do your utmost until that last minute. It's, I usually tell, do you have a difficulty hearing me? It's okay?
See, now you're going to have to be louder.
Many of you have already heard this story, but I usually tell this story to remind you. You see, we do 5-day summer retreat, but the monks do 3-month retreat. And when the last day arrives of the 3-month retreat, you can tell the monks they are already packing. And their mind is gone. But by so doing, you can ruin the whole 3 months of work, Dharma work. It happens. They don't realize that. But I saw, one monk. By looking at this one monk, you would not think this monk would be gone by tomorrow morning. Because those guys, after midnight, they are allowed to leave. Because it's up in the mountains, and there's a country bus comes only twice a day. So, to catch the first bus, they have to be down there, to calm down and wait for the bus. Otherwise, they have to wait for many, many hours to catch the last bus. So this monk, he would have, it's after rain. The weeds, they grow, very wild. So if you're not careful, if you don't weed them, in a few days, soon it would become like a jungle. Then, of course, paws and snakes, and they are around. So you have to, pulling the weeds becomes an important task during the summer retreat. So he was pulling the weeds. And at one point, another monk I saw, as they would leave and travel, visiting other monks, other temples, monasteries. And so some other monks, traveling monks, would arrive at this temple, at this monastery too. So they are guest quarters. So in the guest quarters, there's a wooden peg so that they would hang their tote bag and things like that. So a couple of them were missing. So ingeniously, he would go around and make a wooden peg and put it there. You see. So these monks, you look at them, they belong here, you see, until the last minute. So that means wherever they go, they belong. While, those packing and their mind is already gone, then wherever they go, they don't belong. Did I deliver the message to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. Tongue. Satsavita.